Let Me Hold It Lightly by Hey, It's a Throwaway. Read by X-Men Hater. Summary. Wei Wuxian gives Lan Chan his heart for safekeeping. Seeing Lan Chan here in the burial mounds is like being suddenly confronted by a bright arc of sunlight in the middle of the night, glittering and beautiful and confounding too, like the world has forgotten its rules. It sets Wei Wuxian off balance and reminds him that Lan Chan really is good, absolutely too good. Maybe the one good thing in the world, the compass that will always point in the right direction, that can never be swayed. Wei Wuxian, on the other hand, has never felt more unstable. He can control his power. He knows he can control it. He has to. How else is he going to protect his family here? Resentful energy is like... he's never sure what it'll be like when he reaches for it inside himself. Sometimes it's a cat toying with a mouse. Sometimes a snake poised to strike. Sometimes it's a rabid dog unleashed, terrifying, and running out of Wei Wuxian's grasp. He knows it's poisoning him slowly, creeping into his blood, into his heart. He can feel it, the way he sometimes has to suit feeling to action after the fact. He smiles by instinct always, but it's getting harder to remember why. To remember how it's supposed to feel behind his teeth. He hasn't cried since he brought the Wens to the burial mounds. He's not sure he can anymore. When Ting has thrown him enough worried looks, Lan Chan has... he knows. Wei Wuxian catches Lan Chan's sleeve before he turns to leave this crumbling home he was never meant to see, before Wei Wuxian will have to follow to lead him away. It does feel as though he's reaching into a beam of sunlight. He's almost surprised when his hand makes contact with silk instead of bright air. Wait. Lan Chan looks at him, his usual careful look. And worried. Worried, too. He's so worried over Wei Wuxian that it really makes him sick. What is there to worry about? He's made his choices, and Lan Chan has made his. Whatever they wish, they are on different paths.
Stay for just a little longer, says Wei Wuxian, ever selfish. There's something I need to give you.
And for a moment he thinks that Lan Chan will refuse. He wouldn't stay for dinner after all. Wei Wuxian has no right to ask him for anything. Maybe Lan Chan will shake his head and walk away, and leave Wei Wuxian in care of himself, and maybe it doesn't matter if his heart turns black and cracks in two and withers away into dust. What does he need a heart for anymore anyway? It won't help him protect this place or his people. But Lan Chan only nods. He nods and follows Wei Wuxian back into what serves as his bedroom, and he doesn't even startle when Wei Wuxian sits down on the bed and takes out the knife he borrowed from Wen Ting. When she realizes it's gone, he'll probably be in for it, if he survives this. It gleams sharp and black, the same knife she used to cut out his golden core. He wonders if it remembers him.
This isn't the gift, says Wei Wuxian, twirling it over his fingers with a grin.
He beckons Lan Chan closer, and then closer still, until he's standing between Wei Wuxian's legs. He takes Lan Chan's hand and presses it to his chest, right over where his heart is beating fast. He can see it in Lan Chan's face when he understands, the slight widening of his eyes, the way he blinks and swallows.
No, says Lan Chan, but he doesn't move his hand. You were right, Wei Wuxian says, holding him tighter. The path I'm on, it's not good for me. It's eating away at me from the inside out.
Then stop. Lan Chan's hand twitches like he wants to dig his fingernails in. Wei Wuxian smiles at him, and with Lan Chan here, he knows why.
You know I can't. So do me a favor and keep my heart safe from me, okay? At least I'll know that there will be some good piece of me left.
Wei Ying.
Lan Chan... who else can I trust? Lan Chan reaches out and puts his hand on Wei Wuxian's cheek, a touch so gentle it makes Wei Wuxian ache behind the eyes.
What is it? Says Wei Wuxian.
Your eyes are red, the iris.
Wei Wuxian laughs.
All the more reason for Hong Guanjun to do what I ask, he says.
He leans into his hand and holds out Wen Ting's knife. Lan Chan shakes his head.
I can't.
You can't take my heart with you or you can't cut me.
I won't hurt you.
Too good.
too good for Yiling or Lanling or the whole goddamn world.
Okay, Lanchan, says Wei Wuxian, but you'll have to help me.
Wen Ting.
She won't do it.
Lanchan's lips thin.
Then it should not be done.
When have I ever cared about what should or should not be done? I shouldn't be here. The Wens should all be getting whipped for the crime of being born into the sect that lost the war. Frankly, all of us should be dead.
This will not fix any of that, says Lanchan quietly. He hasn't moved his hand from Wei Wuxian's face or from his chest.
No, says Wei Wuxian. Nothing will fix it, and I know I've already asked too much of you. But I have to stay here. I have to find the end of this path, whatever it is. And I just want to know that I'll still be myself when I see my sister again.
Lanchan closes his eyes. He drops to his knees. He says,
all right, let me help you.
Wei Wuxian almost regrets it then. Maybe it would be better to do this alone. It's hard enough to undo his sash and shove his robes off his shoulders with Lan Chan's eyes on him. Maybe he should have presented his heart to Lan Chan like jewelry, an expensive hairpiece, a gift actually worthy of one of the twin jades of Gusu. But once he puts the knife to skin, just holding it there above his chest, he knows he couldn't have done it alone. It's like he's fixed in place by the way Lan Chan is looking at him. It keeps his grip on the knife tight.
Make it so I can't scream, says Wei Wuxian,
thinking of the way the silencing spell feels, like dry cotton in his mouth. And he presses the knife in before he can answer, because he knows Lan Chan. He trusts him. Lan Chan will always catch him when he falls. He doesn't scream. He can't even open his mouth. It's like he's biting down on solid air. Part skin, part flesh, part bone. This he remembers from Wen Ting's careful hands prying him open. It's only a deeper, longer cut. The pain is the same. He can't talk, but he and Lan Chan have always worked together seamlessly, ever since they first crossed swords, blade to sheath. And Lan Chan has never shied away from hard or dirty work, from doing what has to be done. Part skin, part flesh, part bone. Let Lan Chan's firm, gentle hands hold you open. Let him see all of you. Why not? He's seen you red-eyed and shaking. He's seen you soaked and exhausted and throwing your life away. What does it matter if he sees the meat of you? He'll have your heart anyway. Cut and cut again. Ignore the familiar scent of blood, the spill of it over your fingers, always so much thinner than you expect. Scrape the knife against bone and feel the way you both shudder. Laugh, except you can't, except Lan Chan looks at you with desperate eyes when you shake. You're bleeding all over his hands. Scream, except you can't. You've been through worse than this. Your teeth ache around nothing. Cut one last time and feel the way it doesn't hurt anymore, the way your blood seems black now in the light. Catch your heart, heavy in your hands, so much easier to hold than your golden core was. And it's there that you remember, maybe for the first time since you left Lan Chan in the rain. You're alive. Here's the proof of it. Let Lan Chan put you together again with slick and bloody hands and take the only gift you have for him. Drop the knife. Hear it ring on the stone floor. Wei Wuxian blinks and then it's done. He takes in a deep shuddering breath and sways forward, catching himself on Lan Chan's chest. Lan Chan, whose hand is against his sternum, pouring spiritual energy into him until his bone and flesh and skin knit together. Lan Chan, whose voice Wei Wuxian hears an echo as he speaks into his ear. He can't understand the words. He coughs and tastes iron. He can't seem to smell it anymore. It's all muted, muffled, like a blanket's been put over Wei Wuxian in the dark. There's something nice about it. A lot of things don't hurt anymore.
Wei Ying,
says Lan Chan, in sudden clarity, the only bright thing left in the room.
Stay awake.
He says it with force, with his hand around Wei Wuxian's heart. And so Wei Wuxian, gripped by instinct, has no choice but to obey. He knew he was giving this to Lan Chan, more power than anyone should have. He isn't stupid. But if anyone should hold his leash, well, who better? He opens his eyes and looks down between them, at his heart quietly thrumming in Lan Chan's palm. And then he looks back up. Lan Chan is staring at him. If he asked Wei Wuxian to go with him right now, he wouldn't have a choice. And he wants that. He wants it so badly that he feels hollowed out with it, a doubled ache in his chest. It would be so simple. And if Lan Chan told him to leave, he would know it was right.
Good,
says Wei Wuxian. He has to swallow a few times before he can speak without his voice breaking.
That was good. Wei Ying.
Lan Chan looks stricken, and that won't do at all.
I'm okay, says Wei Wuxian. I'm fine, Lan Chan, see?
He licks the blood from his teeth and smiles.
I can feel you.
He brings his hand to his chest. There's a neat line bisecting the skin there, a twin to the scar just above his hip.
He'll take better care of it than I was.
I will keep it safe,
says Lan Chan, his eyes intent on Wei Wuxian's face. He brings his hand up and wipes a spot of blood from the corner of his mouth. For a moment, he thinks that Lan Chan is going to kiss him. They hang there for a long time, stuck in the almost of it, Lan Chan's thumb pressed against his lower lip. Wei Wuxian turns away. His mouth would only taste of blood. Lan Chan is already covered in it now, and that shouldn't make Wei Wuxian viciously glad, but it does. Lan Chan will carry so much of him out of this place, his blood and heart. No matter what, some part of Wei Wuxian won't be buried here forever.
Thank you,
says Lan Chan, finally, like Wei Wuxian has given him a gift instead of a burden. He brings Wei Wuxian's heart to his mouth, a dry press of a kiss. Wei Wuxian shudders and thinks of how they're both tasting the same blood. Wei Wuxian tips forward, his head resting on Lan Chan's shoulder. He can't find it within himself to give them voice, but he mouths the words into air. I'm sorry. Lan Chan leaves after that, with Wei Wuxian's heart wrapped in white Gusulan silk and tucked safely into his robes. If Wei Wuxian closes his eyes, he can feel Lan Chan's pulse beating against his. And later on that night, when he can't sleep, he can hear whispers, more comforting than the usual. Lan Chan's steady voice, speaking shortly to someone. If he really focuses, he can make out the words.
All right. The pain is manageable. Thank you, brother.
Wei Wuxian doesn't miss it, or Lan Chan, or his siblings. He doesn't have time for things like that. The next time he sees Lan Chan is on a rooftop in Nightless City, and he thinks over and over as they cross blades. You can stop me. I know you can stop me. Why won't you just stop me? Again, when he's covered in Shixia's blood, when Qiang Cheng is staring at him with wrath in his eyes. Maybe it would hurt more if he still had his heart. Maybe then the pain alone would have killed him and he wouldn't have had to shake himself out of Lan Chan's grasp. In the end, he's grateful for how fast it all happens. Even if he wanted to stop Wei Wuxian, he couldn't. Lan Chan lets him fall. Wei Wuxian wakes up hollow. He figures it out quickly enough after young Master Mo has had his fill of kicking his ass. Somehow Mo Xuanyu got a hold of Wei Wuxian's more mad scribblings, the ones that would burn your own heart out to use. What better way to amuse himself than dreaming up spells he could no longer make work, and that no one else would be self-destructive enough to? Stupid and short-sighted and horribly selfish of him to think his sort of misery was unique. Mo Xuanyu cut out his heart and summoned Wei Wuxian back into the world. And so even in his new body, one scar is still the same. The line down Mo Xuanyu's chest is not nearly so neat as the one that once marked Wei Wuxian. He had no one to help him do it. It's a wonder his body survived. He wonders about it, that he lived heartless while Mo Xuanyu didn't. Although, maybe it isn't right to say that he lived, for all that he survived another year after it happened. And then he locks eyes with Lan Chan, and he remembers what it felt like when his ribs opened and turned aside, Lan Chan's gaze fixing him in place. They hunt down the blade spirit and lock eyes and ends, and Wei Wuxian just doesn't ask and doesn't ask and doesn't ask. He can't find it within himself to ask what Lan Chan's done with his heart. They lie low in the cloud recesses while they're waiting to see what Xing Guangyao will do, and so Lan Chan can fuss over Wei Wuxian like a little stab wound from his nephew is going to kill him. Like he hasn't been stabbed there before. Like Lan Chan hasn't seen him bleeding from worse. Later that night, Wei Wuxian stands outside in the snow while he listens to Lan Chan play and hardly feels the cold. He tips his head back, taking a deep drink of the Emperor's smile. It tastes like water. The music stops. When Wei Wuxian looks up, Lan Chan is staring back at him, a crease in his brow. They watch each other. And why is it so hard to say? Harder than sorry, or thank you, or even the other thing. Why don't you put your guqin away and come over here and kiss me against this doorframe right now, Hong Guanjun? Maybe it isn't even here. Maybe Lan Chan buried it somewhere to keep it safe or to keep it from his thoughts. Maybe they'll have to go dig it up like they'll eventually have to dig up Xing Guangyao's hidden heart. Maybe he just lost track of it. 16 years is a long time. Of course, thoughts like that can't survive when Lan Chan is looking at him like clear sunlight through a storm. It's good, Wei Wuxian says about the wine.
Is it?
Yeah, Lan Chan, says Wei Wuxian. You snuck Emperor's smile into the club recesses for me. You didn't even try to hide it from your brother. Of course it's good. Lan Chan stands up. He looks so soft like this. He should wear his hair down more often. He should wear it down always, except only when he's here with Wei Wuxian.
What does it taste like?
Wei Wuxian looks down at the jar in his hand. He pours himself another mouthful.
Not much, he admits.
I didn't really notice before. Everything was dark in the burial mounds anyway. Radishes taste like radishes no matter what. But it's still good, Lan Chan, I mean it.
Lan Chan stands up, and it really all feels like a dream, as he takes Wei Wuxian gently by the arm and leads him, soft but undeniable, to sit on Lan Chan's bed. From his sleeve he produces a Tiankun pouch, and from the pouch he produces a box, simple but ornate, carved of sandalwood. He sets it on Wei Wuxian's knees and sits beside him. Wei Wuxian squeezes his eyes shut.
This is so stupid, he says. Can you open it for me?
He doesn't know why he can't do it himself, but he can't shake the thought that if he does, he'll find the box empty. And Lan Chan is always so kind. He does it without question. Wei Wuxian opens his eyes.
Ah, you did keep it safe, he says, running his fingers across his heart.
He thinks about Song Lan, walking away from Yi City with Xiao Xing Chen's heart in a pouch, held in his shaking hands, like it was something precious. Lan Chan had watched him go too, longer than Wei Wuxian did, with an expression of such heavy sympathy and naked grief on his face that Wei Wuxian could only look at him for a few moments before he had to turn away. Xu Yang had carved Xiao Xing Chen's dead heart from his chest and refused to understand when Wei Wuxian told him that it would never beat again. He said,
"Well, can I at least make him listen to me?" with desperate eyes. "I can just order him to wake up, can't I?"
He said it with the tone of someone who'd done just that until his voice went hoarse, who gripped Xiao Xing Chen's still heart and screamed at him over and over, "Wake up, wake up, I'm telling you, wake up!"
Wei Wuxian told him no. Xiao Xing Chen's body was dead. His spirit was broken. His heart had no reason to beat and nothing left to command. And here Wei Wuxian is, alive. His spirit has returned, and here is his heart, safe and cared for in a padded sandalwood box. Lan Chan's expression is unreadable. Wei Wuxian wonders if he too is thinking about Song Lan and how lucky they both are.
"Did you ever order me to come back?" he asks.
Lan Chan doesn't answer. Wei Wuxian smiles thinly.
Maybe you were tired of me.
Lan Chan shakes his head. He takes hold of Wei Wuxian's wrist in an unusually sudden movement.
"It went cold," he says,
swallows, as though unsticking something from his throat.
"Quiet. You were gone."
So just like Song Lan, all that Lan Chan had left of him was a still dead heart. Wei Wuxian takes his heart out of the box and takes Lan Chan by the wrist.
"Here," he says, bringing Lan Chan's hand to touch it. "I'm alive. You can feel it."
Lan Chan runs his thumbs along his heart, cradled in both their palms. Wei Wuxian sucks in a breath and pushes his nose into Lan Chan's shoulder, rubbing his face back and forth, warmed through.
"I can feel it when you do that," he says.
He sounds drunk, dreamy-voiced and breathless.
It's nice. It's perfect. It's like you're everywhere. Ah, Lan Chan, you could make me do anything like this, you know?
He wants that. He wants Lan Chan to hold him still and tell him what to do, to hold his heart in his hand and treat it impossibly gently. He trusts Lan Chan to death and past it, far more than he could ever trust himself.
I know, says Lan Chan. He stiffens as he says it.
Wei Wuxian raises his head to look at him, searching his face.
What?
He leans in, narrowing his eyes, and then he understands.
They wanted you to, didn't they, after you came back from the burial mounds?
Lan Chan looks away. Wei Wuxian catches his chin and turns his face.
What did they do to you?
Nothing of consequence.
Lan Chan, says Wei Wuxian, shaking him by the chin a little.
You saw the scars.
Wei Wuxian sucks in a breath and curls in closer, climbing nearly into Lan Chan's lap. Lan Chan cradles his heart close to his own chest and, oh, Wei Wuxian can feel it. He can always feel it. Lan Chan all around him, close and warm and safe.
You should have done it, says Wei Wuxian. He can't keep all of the bitterness out of his voice.
You should have made me come back to Gusu with you.
Lan Chan's fingers tighten just a little before he catches himself. Wei Wuxian gasps against his throat at the feel of it, the way it makes him hot all over.
Wei Ying.
It's fine, he says, his words tumbling over each other like stones over a waterfall. It's fine, it's fine. It doesn't hurt, Lan Chan. It's good.
Tentatively, Lan Chan gives his heart another squeeze. Wei Wuxian tightens his grip on Lan Chan's back and side, moans open-mouthed against his collar.
I love you,
he says, and he laughs. He feels dizzy. His ears are ringing. He never wants Lan Chan to stop touching him like this, his hand to Wei Wuxian's soul.
Did you know that, Lan Chan? I really, really love you.
Wei Ying.
If I'd just come with you, if you just made me, I wanted to. I couldn't, but I really, really wanted to.
No, says Lan Chan. I could not. I would not. I will never make Wei Ying do anything.
Wei Wuxian shudders against him.
You'll regret that, he advises. I can be very annoying.
Still.
He laughs, presses closer again, as if there's any closer to be. He can feel his heartbeat outside his body. Probably they should do something about that. Was that what they were doing? He can barely remember now.
What if there's something you want and I won't give it to you?
Then you won't.
You're the worst,
says Wei Wuxian. He wriggles back to look Lan Chan in the face.
You are the worst, Lan Chan.
Lan Chan just looks back at him with his steady dark eyes, and it's abruptly too much for Wei Wuxian to handle. He puts his palms against Lan Wanzi's face.
Tell me to kiss you, he says.
Lan Chan shakes his head. Wei Wuxian wrinkles his nose and squishes his cheeks, leaning in so their noses brush.
Tell me, I want to feel it. I won't kiss you until you do.
He sits back a bit, his hand sliding down to rest on Lan Chan's shoulder.
Don't you want to kiss me, Lan Chan?
Of course, says Lan Chan, like it's some simple law of the universe, like it's something Wei Wuxian should already know, like it shouldn't make him blush.
He leans forward. Wei Wuxian presses his palm to his mouth, stopping him.
Make me kiss you, Lan Chan, he says. Just this once.
Lan Chan's eyes search his face. Then, like before, gentle and steely all at once, Lan Chan tightens his grip. Wei Wuxian's eyes flutter shut. He swallows heavily and wonders if Lan Chan could just hold him like this forever. Wei Wuxian's pulse between his fingers. That would be nice. Lan Chan waits until his eyes are open again before he says,
Wei Ying, kiss me.
And in an instant, Wei Wuxian can do nothing else. He's wanted to kiss Lan Chan forever, for two lifetimes, but suddenly he needs to, like he's gulping in air after drowning. He can't do anything but kiss him. It feels good, so, so good, for that to be the only thing. Lan Chan's voice clear in his head, clear in his heart. There's only what he has to do, what Lan Chan's told him to do with his heart beating bloody in his hands.
He falls into Lan Chan like a tide rushing to meet the shore. Wei Wuxian kisses him with both arms thrown around his neck, his mouth hot, overwhelming, endless. When they pull apart, Wei Wuxian can feel his pulse in his lips, between his legs, pressed tight against his chest where his heart and Lan Chan's beat together in perfect time. Wei Wuxian slumps against him, nosing at Lan Chan's jaw.
"That was perfect," he says. When I said it would be all right if I could be killed by you, this is what I meant. If it's you, it's all right. If you're the one who decides."
He presses a kiss to Lan Chan's throat.
"It's like tea steeped perfectly, but everywhere, all of me. Like someone took care to make me just right. You're so careful with me, Lan Chan. You could tell me to do anything."
"Wei Ying."
He giggles, breath warm against Lan Chan's skin.
"I know," he says. "You won't. You're really so good, Lan Chan."
His fingers run up and down Lan Chan's back.
"You shouldn't have let them hurt you for me."
Lan Chan frowns at him.
"Look at me," he says, with the same force behind it,
like warm rain dripping down Wei Wuxian's spine. He draws back and looks at him. He loves looking at Lan Chan always, and he loves looking at Lan Chan like this, utterly unable to look away.
"Wei Ying is worth it," he says firmly,
and Wei Wuxian can't duck his face away, as held here as if Lan Chan had a hand on his jaw.
"Wei Ying is worth anything."
Wei Wuxian wants to shake his head. He wants to look anywhere else. He wants to give Lan Chan a smile and just away. But all he can do is hold Lan Chan's gaze and see that he means it. Wei Wuxian swallows and his breathing goes shallow. Does anyone else in the world know what this feels like? To be loved this wholly and completely? Lan Chan loves like a leap from a cliff. Lan Chan loves like he knows he'll be caught.
"Okay, now you have to kiss me," Wei Wuxian says. "You can't expect me to do anything after you..."
And Lan Chan does, softly, over and over and over.
"You can keep it, you know," he says
hazily when Lan Chan lets him breathe, feeling drunk. Not on the wine, but on kissing, on Lan Chan's hand against his heart, stroking a little with his thumb. Lan Chan looks at him sternly, and Wei Wuxian dissolves into laughter against him.
"I do mean it," he says. "I mean it and I don't, but Lan Chan, I trust you."
Lan Chan runs a hand through Wei Wuxian's hair and firm down his back.
"I wanted you to be able to drink Emperor's smile," he says, "like you used to."
"I really have corrupted the great Hongguan Jun, haven't I, if he'll go to such lengths for rule breaking."
Wei Wuxian rolls out of Lan Chan's lap, stands up and starts shedding layers. Lan Chan puts his heart back in its box. And Wei Wuxian really left him all alone, didn't he? To find a coffin for his heart. He really is the worst. And then Lan Chan comes and helps him take off his clothes, and Wei Wuxian stops thinking about it. They settle back on the bed, Wei Wuxian between Lan Chan's legs and leaning back against his chest, his inner robe pushed off his shoulders and pooled around his waist. Wei Wuxian rolls his head back against Lan Chan's shoulder, wriggling a little so that Lan Chan has to hold him still. The last time they did this, he was terrified. Not of Lan Chan, but of everything else. Of himself. This time, he feels perfectly safe, giddy with it, like coming down from the excitement of a fight.
"Well,"
he says, nipping playfully at Lan Chan's neck, right where it meets his jaw. He can't help himself.
"Open me up, Lan Chan."
He winks.
"Hmm."
Lan Chan presses a hand to his throat first. Wei Wuxian is expecting the silencing spell, and instead he gets a rush of coolness all throughout his body, like slipping into freezing water that doesn't hurt.
"Ah," says Wei Wuxian. "You really do take such good care of me, don't you, Lan Chan?"
"I won't hurt you."
"No," says Wei Wuxian. "You won't."
He couldn't, even if he let Wei Wuxian feel the pain anyway. It's different, too, to have Lan Chan's careful fingers cracking him open. Wei Wuxian keeps his head tipped back and his eyes on what he can see of Lan Chan's face, the careful furrow in his brow. He breathes through it as Lan Chan drags a finger down his chest, along the jagged scar Mo Shiwan Yu left, like cool fire. "Is it really so different not to use a knife?" The result is the same. Maybe it's just different for him. And when Ting's blade is gone, anyway, burned and buried with her. Maybe it doesn't matter as long as it's Lan Chan. Wei Wuxian parts for him easily. This body remembers, and Wei Wuxian remembers too. Lan Chan breaks him open, and his hands don't shake, don't falter, the way Wei Wuxian knows his own did. Wei Wuxian shouldn't look, but he has his fingers on slippery red bone already, holding himself apart, giving Lan Chan space to work. And he wants to see when Lan Chan presses his heart inside of him, kissing Wei Wuxian on the temple as he does it. Wei Wuxian shivers, and against his will his eyes slip shut, and he feels Lan Chan's spiritual energy stitching him closed like panels in a book. He feels that, and more than that. He feels suddenly as though he's never felt anything before. Lan Chan hot against his back, fingers sticky on his chest, pressing flat against his sternum, breath wet along Wei Wuxian's ear. They both have blood on their hands up to their wrists, and it's such a bright red. Wei Wuxian can nearly taste it on his tongue. It's real. It's real, and so is he. Oh, he says dizzily. Then, Lan Chan, touch me, touch me. I really need you to touch me. Lan Chan tips his chin up with a bloody hand and kisses him, pressing Wei Wuxian back against his chest with a palm to his heart. Wei Wuxian's heart at home in this body that beats and beats and beats. Wei Wuxian spreads his legs, hooks them over Lan Chan's, and tips his head back out of the kiss. And Lan Chan loves him. Lan Chan and he understand each other in this just as well as they do with Wei Wuxian cut open. Lan Chan presses a hand between Wei Wuxian's legs and squeezes. Wei Wuxian moans into his neck, pinned between Lan Chan's hands on him there and at his chest, holding him together, making him right. He's sweaty and sticking to what's left of his clothing, and they'll have to throw it all out, probably. Even on Wei Wuxian's red inner robes, the blood will show, and it's like, he feels like he's all blood, all love, all heart. Surely before he separated himself from himself, it still didn't feel like this, so warm and vital. Lan Chan rubs the heel of his palm down, and it makes Wei Wuxian whine, and surely, surely, surely it wasn't so. Wei Ying, says Lan Chan, warm at his ear, moving his hand in slow, deliberate circles. And Wei Wuxian throws his head back, shudders as he comes, safe in Lan Chan's arms. They breathe together. Lan Chan's pulse is fast but steady, where Wei Wuxian nuzzles into his throat.
Are you all right? Says Lan Chan.
Wei Wuxian lounges back, grinning up at him.
I feel like when Tiang Cheng and I would go swimming and dare each other to see who could hold our breath the longest. There was this moment when you finally came up for air, and the air itself felt new. The whole world felt new.
He presses his hand on top of Lan Chan's, holding it close to his chest.
Thank you.
They stay there for a few more beats of Wei Wuxian's heart, which is probably about how long Lan Chan can stand to have blood drying all over his hands. And then he maneuvers himself out from under Wei Wuxian. He tumbles back onto the bed, and Lan Chan helps him out of the robes tangled around his waist, takes off his trousers, kneeling between Wei Wuxian's legs, and looking at him with soft eyes. As if they aren't covered in the proof of it, all of it. He leaves Wei Wuxian panting on the sheets, rubbing his feet against the floor to feel the smooth texture of the wood, and comes back with a basin of water and a cloth. He drags Wei Wuxian to the edge of the bed by the ankle and sits between his legs again. Wei Wuxian looks down at him, thinking about the feeling of Lan Chan putting him where he wants him, and wondering that something this soft-edged and lovely can be layered over the mess of his life. He never really thought Lan Chan would have the chance to give his heart back, much less sit back on his heels and take Wei Wuxian's hands in his, cleaning the blood from them with gentle touches of a soft, cool cloth. Wei Wuxian spreads his fingers and waggles them, and laughs when Lan Chan presses a kiss first to his palm and then to each of his fingertips. Was it like this, too, before Wei Wuxian lost his heart? Would kissing have always felt like more than kissing? He bends down and kisses Lan Chan's mouth again to test, but he can't really tell. He can't measure anything at all when Lan Chan's kissing him, running his tongue over Wei Wuxian's bottom lip and dipping inside. Wei Wuxian sits back, takes the cloth from him, and cleans Lan Chan's own hands as softly as he knows how to be, when he's still thrumming with energy, with feeling, It has not escaped his notice that he's sitting naked on Lan Chan's bed while Lan Chan kneels between his legs in nearly pristine robes. He sets the cloth and the water aside and slides down from the bed to straddle Lan Chan on the floor, arms thrown around his shoulders, and he kisses him again. Lan Chan keeps him close with a hand on his back and at the base of his skull, always so careful with him. And then he shifts his grip and stands up, still holding on to Wei Wuxian, who squeaks and wraps his legs around Lan Chan's waist. Lan Chan sets him back on the bed and settles down on top of him. It's so nice, too, to have Lan Chan all over him like this, a heavy present weight. Like he's everywhere and everything, like Wei Wuxian's heart is still cradled, fragile and alive in his cupped palms. "Lan Chan," says Wei Wuxian, at first for the feel of the name on his tongue, and then again because he realizes what he wants. "Lan Chan, I want you inside me again. I want to feel you everywhere. Open me up, Lan Chan, Lan Chan." Lan Chan kisses him, forceful and deep, and that's close, but not quite. And then he gets up off Wei Wuxian, which is unacceptable, but he keeps moving even when Wei Wuxian clings to him. Wei Wuxian collapses back onto the bed and does his best pout when Lan Chan returns with oil. "Ah, Lan Chan, what do you even have that in here for?" Lan Chan levels him with a look. "Wait, really?" Wei Wuxian scrambles to sit up. "This I have got to hear about." Lan Chan presses him steadily back against the bed, sitting between his thighs.
"Wasn't there something you wanted?" he says evenly, and Wei Wuxian can't help but burst into laughter.
"You are so," he says, and then he can't finish. Both because Lan Chan is frankly indescribable, so serious and funny and sincere, and also because Lan Chan is kissing him again. A hand splayed on Wei Wuxian's collar and another in his hair. Wei Wuxian wriggles out of his grip and pushes him back just a little, just enough so that he can sit up and start shoving Lan Chan's robes off. Lan Chan helps, his hands just a touch ungraceful, which is so hot that Wei Wuxian feels a little bit like he might just catch fire. Lan Chan, Lan Chan, Lan Chan, whose hands were careful and steady cutting Wei Wuxian open. But this makes him shake. Abruptly, Wei Wuxian can't stand not to be kissing him. He tips onto his back and grabs Lan Chan and takes him with him, wrapping both his arms and legs around him and squeezing tight. It keeps overtaking him, like letting a wave crest and wash over him, how much he loves Lan Chan. He wants to keep him forever. He wants to be kept, and it's... he can. Can't he?
"You should kiss me forever," Wei Wuxian advises him when Lan Chan moves on from his mouth in favor of leaving aching, suckling kisses down from his neck to his shoulder.
"You should be inside me forever, I think."
"Impractical,"
Lan Chan says against his throat and bites. "Not hard, but enough." Wei Wuxian tips his head back and moans, sliding his hands into Lan Chan's hair to keep him there. And then Lan Chan puts a hand to his chest as if to say, "I already am."
"Fuck," says Wei Wuxian with feeling. "Seriously, seriously, please fuck me now. I feel like, I don't know, please."
Lan Chan hums and bites his throat one last time, which Wei Wuxian dreamily thinks is definitely going to bruise. He slides down Wei Wuxian's body, a hand lingering on his chest as he goes. He hitches one of Wei Wuxian's legs over his shoulder and presses one oil-slick finger inside of him.
"Like that," says Wei Wuxian, like Lan Chan needs any further instruction.
He shivers and relaxes against the bed. He winds a hand into the sheets and reaches the other one down, not sure what he wants until Lan Chan takes his hand and squeezes. He keeps hold of him as he starts to fuck Wei Wuxian with his fingers, opening him up with as much care as he ever has. Lan Chan keeps holding his hand. He kisses the inside of his thigh, warm and soothing, and Wei Wuxian can't, he really can't stay still at all. It hasn't gone away, the sense that everything is more than it was, utterly overwhelming. He's so hard against his stomach, he thinks he might die.
"Touch me,"
he says, unmindful of the fact that Lan Chan's hands are both a little busy at the moment. It doesn't matter anyway. Lan Chan rests his head on Wei Wuxian's thigh with a soft look, such a sweet gesture that it takes Wei Wuxian's breath away. He rests his head on Wei Wuxian's thigh and brings Wei Wuxian's hand down to wrap around his own cock, still holding on to him, still fucking him. Wei Wuxian gasps and gives up on trying to watch, gives up on doing anything but digging his fingers into his hair, his toes into the sheets, letting Lan Chan move his fingers in both their hands. He bites down hard on his wrist when he comes all over his hand as everything goes sharp and bright. Lan Chan kisses his thigh again and doesn't stop moving his fingers until Wei Wuxian squirms nearly out of his grip. He feels hazy and a little sticky. He manages not to whine at Lan Chan when he pulls his fingers out and goes to find another cloth. He cleans Wei Wuxian's hand again, the way he cleaned off the blood. And the juxtaposition is so... it's so funny and gross, but sweet. When it's Lan Chan, it can't not be sweet. And Wei Wuxian has to put his arm over his face for a little while to cope. When he's gathered himself together enough to look down at Lan Chan again, he's still got that gentle look in his eyes. Wei Wuxian almost has to look away again. He only just got his heart back, and here Lan Chan is, looking at him like that, expecting him to survive it. He tells him that sternly, like Lan Chan didn't just have fingers inside him. And Lan Chan laughs, just a little, hardly loud enough to hear.
"Unbelievable,"
says Wei Wuxian, flopping back down. He curls his legs around Lan Chan, crossing his ankles at his back.
"Unbelievable. Now you really have to fuck me, Lan Chan. Take responsibility."
Lan Chan takes hold of him by the thighs and sits up, dragging Wei Wuxian down the bed to meet him, which is not making Wei Wuxian want to get fucked out of his mind any less.
"I won't hurt you,"
Lan Chan says, a question. And Wei Wuxian grins at him stupidly, in love, in love, in love, and shakes his head vigorously. Ah, Lan Chan, finally making him speechless. He makes grabby hands at him, and Lan Chan obligingly bends down to kiss him again. Wei Wuxian runs his hands up and down his back. Lan Chan really loves him, huh? Enough to keep his heart for 16 years. Enough to take so many lashes. Enough to kiss Wei Wuxian as much as he wants to be kissed. 16 years of loving a ghost, of loving a dead heart. And he still has so much left. It's really too much. Lan Chan is too much. Wei Wuxian is going to love him so hard he never feels lonely again. They kiss, and Lan Chan works on ruining his neck again, which is very thoughtful of him. Wei Wuxian takes his hand and puts it in his hair, and Lan Chan is so smart and so good, and he gets it immediately, using it to bend Wei Wuxian where he wants him. He doesn't grip hard enough to hurt, which he could if he wanted to, but that's not what they're doing right now. Lan Chan doesn't want to hurt him, and Wei Wuxian just wants Lan Chan's hand on his heart again, telling him what to do. Lan Chan opens him on his fingers again. And it is too much, it is. Wei Wuxian can't help but whine. He shakes his head against Lan Chan's hold when he pauses.
"It's good," he says. "It's good, everything is so... just keep holding me, okay?"
And Lan Chan kisses his cheek and his ear and his throat, and he does. He presses careful fingers inside him and keeps his hand tight in Wei Wuxian's hair, keeps Wei Wuxian's legs spread around him. Bears Wei Wuxian down hard against the bed, hardly able to move at all against how excruciatingly good it feels. He gives him two fingers and then three, touching Wei Wuxian right where he feels the most, slowly coaxing him into getting hard again. They're so close everywhere, and it's still not enough. Wei Wuxian wraps a leg around Lan Chan's waist and presses his heel to his calf.
"Please," he says. "I've said it enough, haven't I?"
Lan Chan stops kissing his collarbone long enough to meet Wei Wuxian's eyes. They're nearly nose to nose, and Wei Wuxian has to squint to see his expression properly. It's worth it, though, to see affection so clear on his face, his smiling eyes, even his smiling mouth.
"I could hear it again," he says.
Wei Wuxian gapes at him.
"Lan Chan," he says. "Where did you learn to tease?"
One steady raised eyebrow. "Well, that's fair." Wei Wuxian laughs in delight, hugs Lan Chan close again, and puts his mouth to his ear to say, "Fuck me, Hung Guanjun, Lan Huangji, Lan Chan, please." Lan Chan hitches Wei Wuxian's thigh up and presses a hand to his back and fucks him. It's so good, having Lan Chan inside him. It's like being whole and whole again. It's so good that Wei Wuxian can't keep it inside himself. How did he ever fit inside his skin? He cries out and gasps and realizes only when Lan Chan runs a hand down his cheek that tears are spilling over. Wei Wuxian grabs his hand and kisses his palm, wrapping his fingers around Lan Chan's and holds on.
Don't stop,
he says and sobs again. It hurts, but it doesn't. Nothing Lan Chan ever does could hurt him. Lan Chan noses behind Wei Wuxian's ear and kisses him there. Wei Wuxian wraps an arm around his back and wonders if he's ever been more sure that he's alive. Lan Chan kisses his jaw, his mouth, the corner of his eye. He wraps a hand around Wei Wuxian's cock and holds him as he shakes. Lan Chan gasps, a barely there sound, and then he says,
Wei Ying,
as he comes, right against Wei Wuxian's cheek, and just the way it sounds, the way Lan Chan can make him into someone else, someone beautiful, just by saying his name like that. Wei Wuxian comes all over Lan Chan's hand with a much louder whine, too overwhelmed for words. Lan Chan settles down heavy on top of him, a controlled fall, such a comforting warm weight. Wei Wuxian very blissfully doesn't think about anything at all until Lan Chan tries to get off him, and then he wraps his legs around him again.
Stay, he says, just for a little bit longer.
Lan Chan hums agreeably and cups Wei Wuxian's cheek, rubbing his thumb along where his tears are drying. Wei Wuxian loves him so much that his heart aches with it. It always seemed so complicated before, and suddenly it isn't. Lan Chan makes things so clear. Just like sunlight.
Thank you, says Lan Chan after he spent a few minutes examining Wei Wuxian's face.
And before Wei Wuxian can make a joke about what exactly he's thanking him for, he continues,
for coming back to me.
Wei Wuxian's eyes prickle again with hot tears. How much can one man cry in an hour, really? So what if he's more than 16 years overdue? He unlocks his legs, lets Lan Chan slip out of him, and rolls them both over to lie on top of him, pressing his face to Lan Chan's chest.
I'm sorry, he says.
Sorry for crying all over Lan Chan after some really spectacular sex, and also a little bit during. Sorry for making him wait 16 years. Sorry for dying so horribly right in front of him.
I'm sorry for giving you such a burden, he says. Back then, everything seemed so dark and desperate. You were the only bright thing. I really couldn't help it.
Lan Chan sweeps a hand down his back and then back up again. Soothing and gentle, just as powerful as all the other ways he's touched Wei Wuxian today.
I like taking care of you,
he says, like it's simple, like it's easy.
Every part of you.
Okay,
says Wei Wuxian a little thinly. He can't quite make himself stop crying. It's almost nice after so long. His mind feels clearer than it's ever been.
Okay, well, good. Because you're stuck with me.
And Lan Chan presses his hand to Wei Wuxian's chest between their bodies. So they both feel the way his heart skips a beat as he says it. Such a simple, beautiful thing. The end.